No conservative today wishes to restore slavery or get rid of paper money. But what the conservative understands is that progress comes from working out inconsistencies within our tradition, not by throwing it away. Conservatives today are constantly on the defensive to prove that they care about some issue or group, and often they just throw in the towel on the environment, campaign finance reform, or racial quotas in order to prove that they're good people. Even more disturbing, some libertarians are abandoning their historic dedication to negative liberty, preventing the state from encroaching on our freedoms, and embracing a new positive liberty whereby the state does everything it can to help us reach our full potential. Perhaps the gravest threat is that we are losing sight of where politics begins and ends. In a society where the government is supposed to do everything good that makes pragmatic sense, in a society where the refusal to validate someone else's self-esteem borders on a hate crime, in a society where the personal is political, there is a constant danger that one cult or another will be imbued with political power. It may be disturbing that in the United Kingdom there are more self-proclaimed Jedis than Jews. I may roll my eyes at Wicca practitioners, couples who wed in Klingon marriage ceremonies, queer theorists, druids, and earth-firsters, but so long as this sort of thing doesn't translate itself into a political movement, one can tolerate it with a sense of amusement. But cults often have a will to power all their own, which is one reason why Germany still bans the Church of Scientology along with the Nazi Party. Already, it is becoming difficult to question the pagan assumptions behind environmentalism without seeming like a crackpot. My hunch is it will only get harder. Liberals and leftists, for the most part, seem incapable of dealing with jihadism, a quintessentially fascist political religion, for fear of violating the rules of multicultural political correctness. Ultimately, the issue here is that of dogma. We are all dogmatic about something. We all believe that there are some fundamental truths or principles that demarcate the acceptable and the unacceptable, the noble and the venal. One root of dogma derives from the Greek for seems good. Reason alone will not move men. As Chesterton noted, the merely rational man will not marry, and the merely rational soldier will not fight. In other words, good dogma is the most powerful inhibiting influence against bad ideas and the most powerful motive for good deeds. As William F. Buckley put it in 1964 when discussing the libertarian idea to privatize lighthouses, if our society seriously wondered whether or not to denationalize the lighthouses, it would not wonder at all whether to nationalize the medical profession. The liberal fascist project can be characterized as the effort to delegitimize good dogma by claiming all dogma is bad. This has put conservatives and right-wingers of all stripes at a disadvantage because we have made the mistake of writing down our dogma. Indeed, as much as I think it's misguided, at least right-wing progressivism is honest about where its dogma comes from.